It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. Children may be an important factor in helping the country reach COVID-19 herd immunity. As KERA's Brett Jaspers reports, that's according to preliminary results of an ongoing study in Texas.
The study looks at the presence of COVID antibodies in people across Texas. Preliminary results of children sampled in the study shows about 30% of them have antibodies, and over half of those kids show no symptoms. Lots of children with antibodies could help the state and country reach herd immunity. That's when the disease's spread is reduced because enough people have had it or been vaccinated. Sarah Messiah is a professor at the Dallas branch of the UT Health School of Public Health.
Children have not been a part of this conversation, yet think about the households that have children in them.
Much of the discussion around herd immunity has focused on adults. Experts say it could require up to 80% immunity in the population. This study is a partnership between UT Health and the Texas Department of State Health Services. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.
With only a few cases of COVID-19, the tiny town of Hillsboro, New Mexico, felt safe. But in February, an out-of-state construction crew moved into town, and with it came an unwelcome scare. Reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe with the El Paso Times brings us this story.
Two single-lane bridges have stood on New Mexico's Highway 152 east of the Black Range Mountains since 1929. Each bridge is enclosed in what looks like a steel rib cage. The Federal Highway Administration recently decided it was time to replace both bridges with double-lane overpasses. Workers began blasting away at juniper-studded foothills in February to build a detour road. The crew stationed themselves in a vacant motel at the center of Hillsboro, a historic mining town 20 miles west of the nearest interstate. Workers brought much-needed business to the only restaurant in town. They also brought the much-feared coronavirus. At least one worker tested positive for COVID-19.
The word got around town, and everybody went, damn.
Ted Calloway is a retired contractor who moved to Hillsboro a decade ago.
This is an elderly community. I doubt that there's more than a dozen people under the age of 60. I felt the risks were very high, so I did make a few phone calls.
With the help of a state representative and the New Mexico Department of Health, Calloway and his wife set up a mobile vaccination clinic in Hillsboro. It took a month to secure 100 shots of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. On March 26th, the shots arrived at the Hillsboro Community Center in a big blue cooler. The shot goes in cold, equivalent to the temperature inside your home refrigerator. Nurse Trudy Broom delivered shot after shot for almost 5 hours straight. One of her oldest patients arrived in a wheelchair.
My name is Betty Wanick, and I'm 96.
Wanick worked as a ship welder during World War II. She performed as a singer for troops in Japan. She's also the mother of six kids.
My children have all have the shots, and now they can come and visit. Because I'm not going to be living very long, so I want to see them all.
Sherry Latassi is Wanick's oldest daughter and primary caretaker.
I'm going to shed some tears. It's a big relief for all of us. Nobody wanted to give her COVID, and that's why today is so important.
104 people got vaccinated that Friday. That's almost half the population of Hillsboro and its two neighboring communities. As the last in line took their turn, organizer Ted Calloway let out a heavy sigh. His ivory handlebar mustache was tucked behind a mask that said, "In this together."
This is the biggest gathering we've had in a year. You know, it's great to see all of my friends and neighbors here, and knowing that in a few weeks we can achieve at least a little degree of normalcy.
State health officials plan to ramp up their effort to reach rural communities this month. Federal data shows New Mexico has fully vaccinated 26.2% of its residents, the highest statewide percentage in the nation. For KRWG News and the El Paso Times, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.
You can find a link to Monica's story with more in-depth information at our website, krwg.org. We're on social media as well. You can stay updated with top stories of the day by liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel.